You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You're tuned in now to WGOD. This is Paul Esposito. I thank you, not for listening to me, but I thank you for tuning into God's frequency today, because you know the secret and you know where God's broadcasting. And that is, He's broadcasting in His Word. And that's why this radio program is focused and centered on the Word of God. Because when we're in the Word of God, God will speak to us. And that's what we do in this program. Again, I thank you for joining us here today. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We're going to hear some truth here coming up in a moment. Hope you enjoyed this program aired just last week, and that was from a sermon that I preach at Island Community Church. Now, that's the church I pastor in Merritt Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you're looking for a good church, we'd love to see you. We're a very small church, but you are welcome. We'd love to meet you and for have you to come and worship in the house of God here at our facility. Again, at 1000 North Banana River Drive, it's Island Community Church. This Sunday, believe it or not, Mother's Day, my sermon is entitled, Who is the Antichrist? Not exactly a Mother's Day message, as you would imagine, but we're going to hear the Word of God this week. Certainly, we honor our mothers, and we'll be honoring them this weekend. But at our church, the Word of God's not going to change. We're going to continue. Actually, Sunday is the Lord's Day, and it's the Lord's Day every Sunday. And we honor Him by studying His Word. We honor Him by preaching the whole counsel of God and seeing where the Lord's going to lead. We're going to see where the Lord leads here today in this program. Again, we are on the internet at WGODontheair.net. That's where you'll find us. And on Facebook, WGOD Radio. Also on Twitter, WGOD Radio. These programs are podcasts. I encourage you, download these programs. Study the Word of God with us. Let God use His Word to prepare you and equip you for you to be number one on God's Rolodex. When He's got an important job to do, your name is right there, because God's looking for a few good men and God's looking for a few good women. How about you? Are you available here today to serve Him? He's looking for a few good, I say, men. That's all inclusive of people that are sold out to the Lord. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners here today. God, please speak through your Word to everyone who's tuned into this program today, because they're hungry for you. I pray they won't be disappointed. Speak to your children and your church here today on your frequency. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Next week, we're going to look at something here on this program called There Are No Atheists in Foxholes. That'll air for 3 days next week, and then a couple of studies in 2 Corinthians as well. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, let's pick it up here in verse 4. It says, and we have such trust through Christ towards God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also has made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. You know, you are sufficient. Did you know that? You are not lacking anything. What does G-O-D, what does WGOD Radio have to say? What does God say today on his frequency to you? Here it is, friend. You are sufficient. You lack no good gift. As it says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, it says you are complete in him. You have everything that you need to succeed. All of you who have received Jesus Christ, you are lacking in no gift. No other Christian is better than you are. You are complete in him. You are sufficient. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think as anything as being from ourselves. Our sufficiency is from God, who also has made us sufficient. You are sufficient. You have what it takes. You, my friend, have as much of the Holy Spirit as anybody and everyone out there. As it says in 1 Corinthians, by one Spirit we have been baptized into one body. You have as much of the Holy Spirit as anyone. No one has more of God than you do. The question is, how much of you does God have? Really is the question. You know, there are no super Christians. Some Christians are just more sold out to God than others. But don't misunderstand. It's not that some people have more of the Holy Spirit than others, because you are complete in him. We all Christians have the Holy Spirit. You can read that, as I said, 1 Corinthians, I think it's 12:13. Also Romans chapter 8, verse 9. It says, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not a Christian. No people have more of the Holy Spirit than others do. We are sufficient. Our sufficiency is from him. The difference is, and the difference that you see in people is, how much of you does God have, is the question. Not how much of him do you have, because we all believers have the Holy Spirit. But how much of you does God have, really is the question. How much of you does God have? If you notice on here too, it says the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. You know, that the law, that no good law. Well, forgive me, other than saying that the letter kills, the law kill. The law was never intended to save anyone. The law was intended to drive you to your knees and to cry out like the Apostle Paul did and say, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? The law saves no one. The law runs dead end into the cross of Jesus Christ. As it says in Romans chapter 10, it says Christ is the end of the law. The end of the law for righteousness. As a matter of fact, the law for righteousness. Think about that. The law for righteousness. That is everyone who tries to keep the law to be right with God. You ever had anyone say that to you? I can't tell you how many people have said to me, well, if you just keep the Ten Commandments, you'll be all right. No way. You can't do that. The law's purpose is to bring you to your knees, to show you your own sinfulness and your own need of a Savior. The law, Christ is the end of the law. Think about that. Christ is the end of the law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to those who believe. The law runs into the cross. It's like it's a dead end. The law is like a taxi cab, and it takes you and it drives you and it drops you off at the cross, smack down right into the cross. And it's up to you to decide what you're going to do. You either bow your knee to Christ at the cross, or you continue to live under the law. And that's it. You know, the law is like a hammer. You know, the law is just, the law dogs you. Have you ever noticed before with unbelievers how they always refer back to the law to justify themselves? You know, they say, well, I've never committed adultery. Well, I've always honored my mother and my father, and I've always. And they always refer back to the law to show people that they're all right with God. And it's funny, they do that because the law still dogs them. You see? Because they're still under the law. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, as it says in Galatians 3:13, being made a curse for us. You see, we are no longer under the law. Again, that's Romans chapter 6, verse 14 as well. We are no longer under the law. Christ is the end of the law. The law drops you off at the foot of the cross, and up there at that point, you need to receive Jesus Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He took our place. He took our curse upon himself, died in our place on the cross, and you and I are no longer under the law. But it is for freedom that Christ has made us free. It says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, we are no longer under the law. You and I are free. We've been set free for us to serve Jesus Christ, and we're no longer under this. That's why I said this bad old law. You know, the law is good, I guess, in some ways, but it's bad in the way that it's not going to save you and can't save anyone, anyone who's not perfect, at least. No one can be saved by the law, but we're saved through our grace. We're saved through the grace of God and through our faith in Jesus Christ. As Paul continues here in verse 7, but if the ministry of death, now get what he calls the law here, the ministry of death. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. I think that's the word of God here today. What is God saying on his frequency here today? And that is, the letter kills and the Spirit makes alive. The law, all the purpose of the law is to show you your need of a Savior. That's it. When it's done that, when the law has showed you, when you read all those laws, Old Testament laws, and you realize there's no way you can keep any of those things. What am I to do? That's what Paul said. He said, oh, I'm a wretched man. I can't do all this stuff. And he cries out to God for help. And God has helped. He's provided someone to pay the price for us. And his name is Jesus, who died in our place on the cross. Christ is the end of the law. And it says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you looking for peace today? There's only one way to find it, and that's on the cross. And that is through receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior is the only way to find peace. The letter kills, but the Spirit makes alive. All we need to do is receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. Bow the knee to the Son of God. Receive him today as your Lord and your Savior, and you are no longer, and the law has served its purpose. It's dropped you off at the cross, and when you receive Jesus Christ, you are free. The law has done its purpose. You now love God and serve him with your heart. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with a new program here at WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.